It is a kind of a scholarship launched in 1992 to restore educational hope among refugees, because you know refugees are people, or ordinary people like us. So when they flee their countries, they lose a lot of opportunities, including education. For example, someone who flees at the age of 5, they're already at the stage of being in a nursery school or in primary school. But when they, in the course of fleeing, they lose education, and also sometimes they are not able to, when they return back to their country, they cannot get the necessary jobs they can get. So upon returning to their country, we need to make sure that refugees, they go back with the necessary skills that they can benefit from. So that's why this kind of scholarship is one of the scholarships that help refugees to acquire education, so that by the time they return to their countries, they will have the necessary skills to take up jobs and help their community.
Great. Let's talk to Colags, who is one of the beneficiaries, of course, of this scholarship scheme. Colags, tell us about your experience. How did you become a beneficiary?
Yeah, well, thank you. My name is Colags Abraham. I'm a refugee in Lasso settlement in Yei River State. You know, this scholarship, it was not an easy thing. It was through your work hardship to academic values. That's why we managed to obtain this scholarship from the DAFI and UNSAR.
Yes, and where are you being sponsored right now? What level?
I'm in St. Mary's College, Juba, South Sudan. I'm doing education department.
Great. How many are you who are benefiting from this particular program?
Yeah, particularly now we are 14 in number. We are 11 gentlemen and 3 ladies from DRC and Sudan.
How has this program changed you? How have it, you know, how did you benefit from this program?
Yeah, since when we were in the refugee camp, we were really suffering a lot. But when we obtained this kind of scholarship, it really has changed us. Since we obtained it, we joined St. Mary's College. We really got different people. We are now interacting with them. And this scholarship is really vital to us. It's changing our moods.
That's good to know. Now, of course, my other guest here in the studio is the External Relations Assistant External Relations Officer of the United Nations High Commission for Refugee, and that is Richard Rorty. Richard, why is the UNHCR work in the field of education so important, particularly at the moment?
Yes, as I clearly stated earlier on, you know, refugees are people like anybody else. They have a lot of potential. These are young, the people who are fleeing are not only older people, they're also young people. You know, for example, South Sudan is a country which is home to so many returnees, people who are former refugees, who lived in Kakuma refugee camp in DRC, in Central African Republic. A number of those people today are working in South Sudan. It is through this kind of intervention of education of UNHCR that these people were able to acquire education, and when they return to South Sudan, they are able to work in offices. Or even myself, who is speaking to you, I was once a refugee student in the Central African Republic, and even the person who is managing the scholarship at the UNHCR level was once a student of in Adjumani, and he was responsible for the same scholarship, who is managing it now at the South Sudan side. So we are grateful for this kind of things, that it is restoring hope among the refugees, because without education, the root causes, or even some of the issues that the refugees are fleeing for, they will not understand. And when they understand these kind of things through acquiring knowledge and they return to their countries, they really become so useful and resourceful. And I've been speaking to a number of these students. They are studying education, others are studying psychology. And one was telling me when she returned to Sudan in Numa Mountains, she would like to work as a community organizer, whereby she will be helping to counsel the victims of the atrocities, or the issue, the things happening in the Numa Mountains against refugees. So these are the kind of things we hope that the scholarship will address among the refugee students.
Great. Let's talk to Colags. Colags, share your dreams with us after this scholarship. Of course, you're in school. What could you like to do after this? What are your dreams?
Okay, thank you. Normally, dreams becomes reality.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I promise that after I get finished from this college, I would like to help my people in on all the communities especially in that side also of refugee camp, voluntary to transform their lives, since some of them, they really fled from their homes due to war. But I promise that after here, I'm going to work with the vulnerables, disabilities, and to encourage the girl child education, that is none other than girl education movement. And we have the young children that they fail to access education, but through the establishment of this organization like DAFI, UNSARA, they have accessed the education, and I'm sure that I'm willing that to work with them hand in hand for us not to suffer more.
Yes. Richard, how do you work with the students and these universities?
Yes, what we do normally is, these students, they must say, at least reach the academic or the requirement of Sudan school certificate, South Sudan school certificate. They normally have to pass, we have established secondary schools in the refugee camps, which are both beneficial to the refugee camp students and also to the host communities. So these people, once they pass the Sudan school certificate, South Sudan school certificate, they are assessed against the course they are coming to study. So they are not just being handpicked, but they have to compete because the resources that we have for the scholarship, they are limited. So we cannot fund every graduate of the secondary school in the refugee camp. So they have to compete. Once they pass the examination to be admitted to the university, they are admitted. And then we bring them from their various camps. Like this one, it came from the refugee camp in EA, Lasso settlement. And others have come from Yambio, Makbandu refugee camp, which is hosting Congolese refugees. And others have come as far as Maban, in Upper Nile region, which is hosting Sudanese refugees from Nuba Mountains. So these people, they compete, and then once they pass the test that allows them to be admitted, then they're admitted. So we cater for them here in Juba. And also in addition to that, our partner, Humanitarian Development Consortium, HDC, they've established for them an internet cafe equipped with the 6 computers and internet that will allow them also to make research and do things that they are not able to do in the library, in the university. So these are some of the things we are trying to make sure that these facilities are there for them. And we hope that the sponsor will continue to give more money so that more and more students are enrolled. And we hope that this kind of intervention is what refugees should express their hopes in. And not only, UNHCR is not only doing this to Sudanese refugees or refugees in South Sudan. Also, there are South Sudanese refugees who are in Sudan, who are in Ethiopia, who are in Uganda or DRC, Central African Republic. When UNHCR gets funding from sponsors, they get the same kind of competition, and they go to institutions in those countries to further their education.
Yes, I remember one of the beneficiaries as well, but for our time, was there's a cost sharing. You know, you pay a little bit of the money and then the UNHCR pays the rest of the money. What is this like? Is it like everything being cut out for the UNHCR, by the UNHCR?
Yes, at this particular case, everything is, all the scholarship, they come with different measures. But at this particular point, UNHCR is covering the school fees 100%. So there is no cost sharing. And the fact that the environment that we are in, because refugees, they find it difficult even to find local jobs. That is making it difficult for them to raise money to sponsor themselves. That's why we are making it 100% sponsorship for the refugees.
Great. Colleagues, just talking to you briefly, if you had not gotten this kind of scholarship, do you think you could be in the university now? I mean, how was life with you at the refugee camp?
Without this scholarship offered to us, it was a bit difficult for us to get access to higher level
of education.
Because normally when we have finished our S-Force, others have done Sudan school certificate, others have done South Sudan school certificate, and others have done Uganda UC certificates. It was very hard that for us to access higher levels, because we understand that the requirements needed for the high level is a bit terrible for us in the refugee camp, and for us, we were not having any source of getting money.
Yes, what will be your final remarks? What message could you like to send out there to the people who are listening to this, especially those who are yet to finish their secondary school certificate? For them to be beneficiaries, what should they do?
Okay, I would like also to tell all the listeners of Mariah FM, and especially particularly to those students, education is easy to be obtained and it's difficult to be obtained. I said it is easy when you have the interest on education and you can manage to assess it, and it is going to be difficult when you ignore education. And in addition to that, I would like also to tell my colleagues outside there, it is through their work hardship they can obtain such a scholarship. And this time, this is not time for sleeping or doing other things. Let us have commitment in doing other things like education to raise or to transform our lives.
All right. Thank you very much indeed for talking to you this morning. Richard, what is your final remarks on this?
Yes, my final remarks is that we are very grateful to the German government, Soludis Scholarship, and we appreciate the fact that the refugees, they've been able to perceive this kind of delays, and they've been able to be patient enough, and they are able to come to Juba and acquire the necessary education. So we'll urge the host community to cooperate with them and work with them hand in hand, so that they don't feel like they are foreigners, but they're one of us. Only the boundaries can separate us. Otherwise, when someone is a refugee, they are the same people, we are the same Africans, and these are our brothers from neighboring countries. So we should really work hand in hand and host them in a brotherly manner. Thank you.